A youthful mind is a growing mind. It is dedicated to continual expansion and learning. A youthful mind thrives on new experiences. Make a commitment to learn throughout your life. Here are just a few suggestions to keep your mind growing. Read the classics, novels, Shakespeare, poetry, spiritual literature. Try genres you do not usually choose. Take classes at your local college. Learn a foreign language. Take piano lessons. Learn to dance. Take art classes. Go to workshops on love, on human potential, on success, on spirituality, on health. Take horseback riding lessons. Visit new places. Travel to foreign lands. Go to concerts. Relinquish rigid ideas about who you are and challenge yourself with new experiences and new perspectives. Don't be afraid to question prevailing beliefs, including your own. Learn something new every day. As you continue stimulating your mind to grow, your brain will continue creating new connections. A youthful mind is playful and lighthearted. It laughs easily, genuinely, and with abandon. You can probably recall times from your childhood when you giggled so hard you could barely stand or walk. Playfulness and joy are qualities of spirit which is inherently lighthearted. Knowing itself as eternal and unbounded, spirit does not surrender its magic and enthusiasm for trivial concerns. Play and recreation go hand in hand. Play is literally an opportunity for recreation, an opportunity to recreate yourself. When you play with abandon, you enter into the present moment. You let go of the past and forget about the future. When you are playing, you lose track of time. The timeless domain of play is the realm of spirit. Spirit is innately playful. The ego, on the other hand, is serious. It is solely concerned with power, control, and approval. Whatever arrogance or self-importance people may project, if they are dominated by their ego, their underlying experience is one of fear. Fear of losing control. Fear of losing power. Fear of losing approval. This fear leads to seriousness and the tendency to be easily offended. When you shift your internal reference point from ego to spirit, you relinquish your need to control and manipulate and simply allow the universe and life to unfold. This creates a natural state of ease which predisposes you to lightheartedness and laughter. Laughter is the best medicine for body and mind. Scientific studies have shown that laughter can enliven the immune system, raise pain thresholds, and ease depression. We encourage you to lighten up and be open to the wonder and delight of living a human life. Remind yourself, remind your friends, and remind your loved ones not to allow terminal seriousness to consume the life force. Spend time with children. Watch funny movies. Rent rollerblades. Play board games. Go to an ice cream shop. Play miniature golf. Go to an amusement park. Make up lists of fun and playful things to do. The timeless domain of play is the realm of spirit. Spirit is innately playful. According to Vedic science, the purpose of life is the expansion of happiness. Laughter is a symptom of spirituality. Laughter is the flow of love coursing through your body. Laughter is the nectar of present moment awareness. One of our favorite playful and light-hearted cosmic revelers is the 14th century mystic Hafiz, whose poems have been translated recently by Daniel Ladinsky. Hafiz invites us all to join in the cosmic dance. What is laughter? What is this precious love and laughter budding in our hearts? It is the glorious sound of a soul waking up. Play and enjoy. It will keep you young in body, mind, and soul. every day, in every way. I'm increasing my mental and physical capacity. My biostat is set at a healthy 49 years of age. I look and feel a healthy 49 years old. I'm reversing my biological age by changing my perception of my body, its aging, and time. Through two kinds of deep rest, restful awareness and restful sleep. By nurturing my body through healthy foods. By using nutritional complements wisely. By enhancing mind-body integration. Through exercise. By eliminating toxins from my life. By cultivating flexibility and creativity in consciousness. Through love. And by maintaining a youthful mind.